As the school year starts, many school districts across the state still need to grapple with the issue of devising a teacher evaluation system. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, only a small percentage of the state schools have turned in an evaluation the state is happy with so far.
If any of the state's 700 school districts don't come up with a state-approved teacher evaluation system by January, they risk losing millions of dollars in state aid. State Education Commissioner John King says schools are slowly complying.
We were at 10 just about 10 days ago. We're at 70 now, and so we expect that each week there'll be a number of new plans approved. We also know that now that there are models, there are the 10 models to look at, districts will be able to use those to move the process along.
Syracuse is one of the schools that's already on board with teacher evaluations. Henniger Spanish teacher Carrie Egerbrecht has mixed feelings about the process so far.
It gives a lot of tangible feedback and actual interaction between the administrator and the teacher. There's room for dialogue. We're able to assess ourselves. So I like the process. I just think we need to be really cognizant that we don't stick with just looking at ourselves as a result on a piece of paper.
The new teacher evaluation system is a mix of classroom performance and standardized test scores, as well as other measures. If the state was unable to agree on a system, it would have lost millions in federal education aid. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.